Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Little Victories with Allie and DZ.
Trying to find the positive as we start the day every single day on Allie and DZ.
That's right.
I forgot my gloves. That was some deep.
Did you hear that?
That's right. That was some Barry White-ish right
Dang. There.
Let's
go. Oh,
DZ.
Okay. No, we're going to keep it.
You are married. Women around cannot be liking
Chill
your
out.
Voice.
Chill out. They know I'm married. Chill out.
He's like, hello. I can't even do it.
I surprised myself. Good morning.
Look at Hello? You with that voice. We had a Bucks game late last night.
Yeah, so you know what it is.
I know what it is. But no, my little victory is I forgot my gloves, and I've been really good about bringing them because I don't have a heated steering wheel like you bougie MFers. And so my hands were freezing this morning on the steering wheel.
Dog.
But the little victory is my car heated up quick. Because it's about finding the positives, everybody.
It is. Wait, doesn't your car got a remote start?
Yeah, but
Why don't you use it?
It's in the garage. Listen, I do.
Oh,
listen,
and your garage is connected, so that's not good.
I open the garage and I turn on the car. I make my coffee. I come back in and then I leave. So it only warms up for like
a couple minutes. Okay, because yeah. I was going to say, even with the garage open,
yeah.
It's not advisable if you got a connected garage.
I didn't know that.
Because somehow, some way, your HVAC is still connected to your home in most cases in connected garages.
Good to know.
So they advise, even was like, but the back is facing the outside of the garage. It's not advised for you a couple minutes.
Whatever, and my house is so old.
It's for the people that are sitting there warming their car up for, 30 minutes, 45 minutes to an hour.
Oh, sure.
Those folks,
Don't
you
do
shouldn't
that.
Be doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Nah.
But what's your little victory?
My little victory is, I'm tired.
Aw.
I'm exhausted.
Well, that's not a victory, but what's the victory?
But it's okay.
Why?
Because it's worth it. That's because we caught the dub last night.
Go
and
Bucks!
It, big dubs.
Go Bucks, go!
Honestly, man, worth it. It was, the reason it was such a late game last night because it was an ESPN broadcast.
It was on TV, so you're one of the in-game hosts, so you have to be there.
National TV on top of that. Doubleheader on top of that.
Ugh.
Later game on top of that. Both being similar region, because the first game was in Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
Not to get sportsy, just telling you zone-wise, why they had an earlier game, we had the later game, and we were like, dang, son.
So we won, though.
We won, though, man. Hey, listen.
Little victory.
121-105.
Damn.
Big scores. That's called 11-0. When we score 120 points or more, baby.
Let's go Bucks!
Yeah.
Good morning, 103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ.
Huepa, buenos dias.
Buenos dias, DZ. We made it to January 9th, 2025. My mom's 80th birthday!
It's today.
Go Nancy.
It's your birthday.
Go Nancy. She's probably listening on the Odyssey app. Go Nancy.
Feliz cumpleaños, Nancy.
I have to call my mom. I don't want to wake her up, but I'm going to call her,
You don't think she's awake?
No. They're retired. Are you kidding?
Yeah, fair.
Absolutely not.
Not fair.
Not at all. But it is Thursday, and we made it. We're almost done with the first full week back to work 2025.
I kind of stopped thinking about that. We were back.
Because we like our jobs, you know? So we like being here. Mm-hmm. But some people are just trying to get through the first week. They're dragging. You know what I mean?
I mean, I'm dragging. But
well, the good news is we have lots going on the show today. We have Aziz Ansari tickets after Am I the Jerk?
Yerp.
Oh, I'm throwing myself into Am I the Jerk because I left a group chat that I'm in. A texting group.
Okay.
And I don't give a damn. I have no regrets about leaving this chat, and people are upset with me about it.
No regrets.
So I want to know if I'm the jerk for leaving the group chat. That's happening today.
Say less.
And you can still win a 3-month membership to Princeton Club in New Berlin and a 1-month membership to Electric Beach Tanning and Wellness on our website, 1037kissfm.com. We're helping you with your New Year's resolutions. You're welcome.
Get your flex on, get your tan on. Get your live good, feel good, new year on, all them things. We got you.
So lots happening on the show today, but now I cannot wait to do the question of the day.
All right.
Because well, I'm appalled.
Oh, I thought your name was Allie.
Stop it. Okay, you really are a dad now. These dad jokes.
I can't stop them.
Dad joke if I ever heard one.
But tump.
All right. Well, we got to get into the question of the day, and let's go. You want to do it now?
It's up to you,
dog. I think we should do it because it's kind of crazy.
Oh, it's crazy.
Yeah, I'm still don't know if I believe this.
All right.
I want to ask if this is true or not with everybody. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right, let's go.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
All right, so our afternoon guy, Brew, who is the cutest ever, has more TikTok followers than I can even comprehend. Brew was on the air the other day, and I heard him say that half of Americans carry extra underwear everywhere they go.
Really? No. Half? 50%.
Half. That's a lot. Do you carry extra underwear?
No.
I've never in my life, unless it's for my kids who were when they were babies.
Flat out, no, exactly.
Never in my life have I considered carrying an extra pair of underwear.
No, I mean, I will say with the babies, I've had to have thrown extra shirts in a bag, right? Mm-hmm. But aside from that, maybe an extra pair of socks like for golf.
Yeah, if I'm going to the gym and I need a shower. But
something. There, I've brought extra underwear to the gym.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's normal. That's not weird. The fact that half of Americans carry extra underwear everywhere they go. I was like, Brew, come on. So then we're talking about it yesterday. We're back in our boss's office having a meeting, and I'm telling my boss, I can't believe this, like I'm saying to you right now. And he goes, well, I carry shirts everywhere in case I spill something. I'm like, what? Oh, well, that makes more sense than underwear.
I know I was there.
What are you guys eating? You were there.
I was sitting right there. I was a part of this guy.
Listeners weren't. I can't believe this, though.
The buddy is wild because he says he keeps a few. He's like, no, I got like one or two shirts in that drawer. I usually keep a shirt or two in my car.
How bad is your IBS that you gotta carry? You gotta carry extra underwear though everywhere. I mean, change your diet.
Listen,
like what is wrong with you?
I don't know about y'all, but I know when to and when to not trust a fart, man.
If I'm pooping my pants, we might need to reevaluate.
Listen, and at that rate, I'm gonna turn around and go home. I don't know if I'm gonna keep endeavoring about my day.
Let me
put it to you like this.
Thank you.
Your underwear might not be the only thing soiled. So if you carry an extra underwear, you should carry extra pants. And if you're not carrying extra pants, I'm going home. I'm going home.
Thank you. Yes, please. You know why I'm going home? Because I have the flu. Because I have the norovirus. That's why I'm going home.
There's no reason I should feel like I live in a world where I got to carry extra underwear so I can continue about my day. But if 50% of people are doing it, what am I missing?
I'm blown away by this. Okay.
Why?
So then I want to know, do you guys carry extra underwear? Or maybe even you carry an extra shirt? And why? Well, I know the why for the shirt. But just carrying extra clothes in general. It's like adults. You're not even going to the gym.
Do you carry extra underwear? And if not, what do you carry?
Yeah.
And if nothing, bad, because neither do we.
Yeah, because what is wrong with you?
I'm an adult. I go home when I get stuff on my clothes.
I said what I said. If I poop my pants, I got the flu and I'm going home.
And
dude,
I'm not coming back.
Disgusting.
I'm not coming back, bro. The pretense in my brain is that you bring extra underwear so you can continue doing whatever you were doing.
That's right.
So you can't have, so you don't stop and have to turn around.
That's right.
I don't like to be that far from home.
And if I am,
I got more than just underwear.
Same. You know what? Screw it. We've been having fun taking the first caller of the day. Why don't we go with line 3 today and see how 414-533-1037. Good morning, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Nick in Waukesha.
Nick in Waukesha coming through. The first caller of the day.
Give me a second, Nick. Let me put your theme song up.
All right.
Hi, Nick.
Hi.
To Miami, bienvenidos a Miami. Hey.
All right, so Nick, can you believe this, that half of Americans allegedly carry an extra pair of underwear with them? Is this you?
Mm-hmm. Being how I'm always in a warm environment. Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, you never know when you sweat. You know, you're getting it. You know, you get going.
Oh.
A little mojito. He said a little chafing going on. Mojito means wet.
Okay. I got it. You know what, Nick? That makes more sense because I assumed it was a bathroom issue, but if it's a sweat issue.
I sweat too, though.
I'm a big guy, so I'm always on the move. So, I mean, you never know when you have to, change a little something. You know, like I got extra pair of pants. shirt, so, you know. Okay.
Oh, he got a whole fit. Yeah. He got a whole fit. Well,
oh, yeah,
Nick,
the whole fit, yeah.
I'm a big dude, too, and I don't, bro. I swear, too, full transparency. Yeah. I get where he's coming from. Yeah. I understand what he's saying.
Yeah.
I also don't do it, though, because I'm like, I'm not saying you don't shower, Nick, but I'm like, I don't know. I feel clean enough.
Well, sometimes
I do. I swear, every day.
I sweat thinking about sweating, though, so I get where he's coming from.
Yeah, I'm saying you can't shower in the middle of the day sometimes. No, That's where I get Nick's back, where I'm like, oh, you do need an extra pair of something because you're sweating and you got to get out of it.
Is it just to feel fresh?
We actually have a little shower. So,
Dang.
We good.
So he can shower and change.
He's got a convenience. He's like, hey, I'm going to take a quick 15, y'all.
All right, Nick. Well, now I'm dying to talk to other people and see what they say. Thanks for calling. We love you. Wow. Okay, we got to take calls. This is crazy.
Is it about the cleanliness? Is it because you just feel refreshed?
I don't know. Maybe because I thought it was bathroom stuff, but maybe it's sweating.
Maybe it's not soiling. It's just sweating.
Dude, the phones are lit up. You can call or text. We'll talk to you next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
Well, I'm going to open up the text, but we are talking about for the question of the day that our very own Brew in the Afternoon said on the air the other day that half of Americans carry an extra pair of underwear in their car. And I was appalled because I have never carried an extra pair of underwear in my life, and neither of you, DZ.
Not regularly, no.
But then Nick in Waukesha just called in, and he said that it's because of sweat.
All
and I said,
time.
Oh.
He's a big dude.
Oh, that makes more sense.
No, it still doesn't because I'm a big dude, and I probably sweat just as much. I got hyperhidrosis.
Okay, well, let's go to Karen in Brookfield. Not our regular, different Karen.
Not Tishigan?
No. Hi, Karen in Brookfield.
Good morning.
Welcome.
Good morning. It's Karen with a T. I'm not a Karen.
Oh, Taryn.
Karen's okay now. 2025, we're switching the name up. We don't know what yet. Yeah, that is a cool name.
Taryn,
hey, Taryn.
What up?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I just have to start off by saying I'm surprised that half of America wears underwear.
Taryn, you're funny.
Sorry, but I'm a gym girly. Who wears underwear? And half the women's underwear doesn't cover anything anyway. So what do you need an extra pair?
Touché. You know what, Taryn? When I go to the gym, full disclosure, I don't wear underwear under my yoga pants either because they just get in the way. They don't. No, they cause lines. They get in the way.
I could never.
You might as well wear. I just wear straight yoga pants or whatever. Yeah.
Oh, look.
So I find the whole thing funny, but I am a full-time nanny, so I do pack an extra pair of clothes.
Fair enough.
Just in case. It's because the littles.
So she's ready. Okay, Taryn. Well, thanks for calling. Sorry I got your name wrong. You call again,
okay? You guys have a great morning.
You too. Bye. She was hilarious.
She was funny. Amanda is calling this morning from Cedar Grove. Let's talk to her.
Not our Amanda?
Different Amanda.
One of the many. Morning, Amanda.
Hi.
Good morning.
All right. Do you carry extra underwear?
I heard this on my way home from work yesterday, and I was so appalled. Like, are you kidding me?
Yes. Flabbergasted.
She was like me in the car listening to Kiss FM going, huh?
Uh-huh.
It's like, am I on the right radio station?
You are.
I work in a healthcare field, and I always care a full pair of everything just in case if someone pukes, has an accident on me. And you never know, like with the weather, too, if you're going to have to spend the night. I'd rather have a fresh pair of underwear.
Fair. More preparation.
Yeah. Well, you know what, Lisa?
Yeah.
Because of her job.
You know what our PI Lisa texted in from
Lisa
West Dallas? She said, I carry everything but underwear. Traveling PI with no undies.
The pantyless PI.
Oh my gosh.
So, fast before you move on, I just want to know if DZ received his package from Monday.
The update from What Would DZ Do? You know what? That's a great question.
That is a great question.
Did you?
You'll have to find out next. No, I'm playing.
You suck. Did you?
No, I did. Thank you.
Phew.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Because I was kind of stressful for you, DZ.
Oh, man. I got to remember that I'll be telling y'all some of my stresses, and then y'all be maybe stressing for me.
Amanda,
I got the package. We are happy campers. Very good things. Yes,
I'm
going
to ask him a few more questions right before we start What Would DZ Do Soon, and we'll get a full update. How's that, Amanda?
Perfect. I can't wait.
Good.
Awesome.
All right. Don't go anywhere. That's coming up for What Would DZ Do. All right, Amanda, have a great day.
Have a great day with your undies.
Bye, have a good one, Amanda. You're fine.
So the question of the day is, the question of the day is, do you carry an extra pair of underwear around? OG Lori texted in at Timmerman Airport. She said, I carry a complete set of dry clothes, shoes, and extra hats and gloves in an emergency roadside kit every day. Okay.
That makes, again, prepping in case anything happens. I'm realizing I'm not prepping enough, and I prep in other aspects of my life.
Yeah,
I need to start carrying more panties.
Yeah, you do. Let's go to our boy in Oak Creek, one of our regulars who earned his own theme song by calling 5 days in a row, Danny in Oak Creek. Danny!
What up?
What up, what up, what up?
What up?
Hey, you ladies don't need that VPL, visible panty line.
It's exactly right. That's why we don't bother.
Bye, Danny.
There's so much going on here today.
It's way too much. So and you much. Just added to it, Brent.
Oh, man. Dude.
No, what's up, Danny?
VPL. Good morning.
Never heard
it. I think when you get older, you got to carry a pair just in case you get over your 40s, you just can't trust a fart no more.
I can. So getting your health together, Danny. Come on. This must be a guy thing. I cannot.
I haven't had a problem yet, but man.
You never know.
I've heard stories.
He's worried
I've
about
heard
it.
Stories.
You guys are funny. Lo texted in and said, for some reason, our grandma told us we should always have nice underwear on and bring extra pairs when you fly. So somebody's grandma instilled it in them.
When you when you fly in particular, that's a tip.
And now we know Danny waited until he was 40.
Well, Danny
wears two
pairs.
I haven't had that problem yet, but hey, you never know.
Oh, let me address this text. Somebody texted in and said, Allie, as a woman and a woman who has kids, you've never peed when you sneeze, hashtag extra undies. I'm a C-section mom, so I don't pee on myself like my friends do who had to. It's
what
a vaginal versus C-section.
Well, I'm going to just.
Some of those muscles never return, DZ. Your pelvic floor.
I'm not looking at you for that reason like that. What I was going to say is, well, let me just out my wife because she's a C-section and she sneed and peed.
Oh, well, then maybe she just has other, maybe her pelvic floor needs strengthening. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. I'm just saying.
I just don't pee my pants
when
like
you
my
see
friends
that girl
do.
Cross her legs and laugh, you know what's going
you
on.
Know what's, you know what's happening.
Bye, Danny. 103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. So you just heard on the air, Amanda in Cedar Grove called in for the question of the day, but she wanted an update on what would DZ do. So thank you, because sometimes we forget to give the updates or ask the people for them. Because what's so funny? What?
I just think it's like, sometimes we forget y'all be listening.
Honestly. I mean, we're in a room, you know. Thank God you guys called. But the other day we updated the one where she wanted to know if she should let her ex live in the basement.
Right.
And then she reached out and said, oh, no, he decided to stay at a hotel instead. So
Correct. That
was that update.
Yep.
But I forgot to ask you what happened with the package.
My update.
Yeah.
My package. Now, my delivery.
You told us that you were stressed because you had forgotten. Well, not forgotten, but there was one of your Christmas presents for Aaron didn't come yet.
It was on hold.
Mm-hmm.
I had ordered it and it was coming from out of the country naturally and it was on hold and I went, oh man.
Yep.
So I asked, what should I do? Should I go get it? Should I go pull up? Should I be patient and wait?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And they're like, well, call, see what's up.
Yeah, call them.
What I didn't update you guys to say was that literally minutes after the show's over, I'm walking out of the studio. Did I not turn around and come back and tell you? I was like, oh, Allie, look, I got an update.
Yes.
It says it's going to be delivered today.
We were off the air by then. Yep. So we've totally moved on with our lives. And it might have been a Friday, to be quite honest.
It was a Friday.
So you left, we had a weekend, and we moved on with our lives, and we never updated the listeners. So I'm so sorry.
Our bad.
So you did. Did it get delivered that day?
We received our package by end of day.
Yes.
It didn't. We didn't have to wait the weekend until the following Monday to get it. It was glorious. It was nice.
What was it?
We are very happy with our present.
What was it?
It was a necklace.
Yeah. Oh, did Erin love it?
She did. She did. She enjoyed it. Yeah. She's gotten a few pieces of jewelry recently, you know.
Nice.
Actually, I have too. I'm not going to lie.
Well, but, you know, I treat her like my wifey too. I might have given. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, that was you.
That was me. I'm kidding. I'm teasing.
That's the update. All things went well, and we moved on with our lives because it went well. Sorry we didn't give you guys the update.
Well, now we did.
Yeah.
And now they know that you got the package.
That part.
Love it. Are we ready for a new What Would DZ Do Now?
Oh, yeah, we are.
All right, let's go.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
What's the problem today?
Myra hit us up.
Myra, okay.
And said, hey, Ali and DZ, I don't care to be anonymous, but call me Myra. Mm-hmm. So I have a problem at work. I want to tell my boss to F off.
Oh, boy. Sometimes everybody does. You know I mean, you have your moments.
Let's see. Say, okay. Said, my boss has recently been putting more work on top of my responsibilities that I never said I would do.
Ooh.
At first, I was being nice because someone at our store had recently quit. But now it's been months, and things just keep adding up.
Yeah.
I tried to argue for a promotion after talking to my mom and dad about it, but that didn't go good because they're not hiring for assistant managers until the summer.
Ugh. So they're just giving you more work with no promotion.
A little runaround. Yep, the old runaround.
There's so many people listening who can relate to this who do seven people's jobs. You
eye rolling right now, like, girl, that's me.
Yep. Yeah.
She says, Myra says, I'm embarrassed to tell my family what happened, and my friends wouldn't understand because this is my first serious job.
Why are you embarrassed? No.
She says, I should add that I turned 21 this year and still live at home. She's embarrassed because she's a baby.
I was going to say, is she embarrassed because she feels like she should have stuck up for herself more?
Maybe.
Because welcome to the world. Yeah. I mean, welcome to jobs. Yeah. You sometimes have to eat it and it sucks. And especially when you're not the boss. Sometimes you have to suck it up when you don't want to. And that's part of being professional, unfortunately. Not like it's okay to get railroaded.
No.
You cannot get railroaded, but there are mediums. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Myra says, the thing is, I actually like my job. I like where I work. I like my coworkers. Uh-huh. I just don't want to do the extra work, you know?
Yes, Myra.
How do I professionally, all caps, professionally tell my boss to F off? Or what else could I do?
That's such a funny...
Myra.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Oh, well, I mean, come on. We've been there. Like you said, we have been there.
Yeah, everybody has. Everybody's been mad at their boss before. And if not, you're in a, BFFs or something.
Where do you? Are you the boss?
Well, it's only natural to be frustrated at some point, right?
At some point, yes.
And vice versa. I'm sure our bosses want to kill us sometimes. So whatever.
Yes.
They do. Trust me. So,
and we've talked about being a team player.
Uh-huh.
And that's what Myra was doing to start.
Yeah.
Months go by, though. Mm-hmm. If you've already, she said she argued for a promotion. She meant negotiate. You know what I mean? But that comes with the fact that she's not even 21 yet.
Well, you can't just walk in and go, promote me. It doesn't really work that way. You have to have an opening, first of
all. And I get it. A negotiation is literally a professional argument because that's what it is. You go back and forth with the employer. Mm-hmm. They tell you why they shouldn't, you know, pay you or promote you. Mm-hmm. And you tell them why they should, blah, 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 vice versa. And you go back and forth until you come to an agreement.
Right.
It's not happening, though.
No.
And the reality is, she likes where she's at, so I read in between the lines, she doesn't want to work somewhere else.
Yeah.
She doesn't want to get a new job.
Mm-hmm.
That would be the fix. Just go get a new job.
Right.
Find an identical place of work somewhere else and keep doing that.
Yeah.
But I doubt that's what she wants to do.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you tell your boss professionally, bleep you? Straight up.
Maybe you don't. Maybe you don't, DZ. Maybe that's the part of being professional.
That is part of being professional, but there is a standing up for yourself in the moment you're in. And she does have to go back and at least retry.
Well, and a lot of times you'd be surprised, you ask for something and they actually go, okay, and you're shocked.
Mm-hmm.
But I've also seen it where people have quit and they let them.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. They were like, bye. And I was like, ooh, damn, you were not that valuable to this company.
You put your foot down and they let you leave it there.
Seen it.
I've seen it too.
And in hindsight, I went, oh, that's why. We didn't need them. But I will say, from the Nicolet Law Studios, this is WXSS and HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. I do agree you should be advocating for yourself as well. There is a good medium, you know?
My advice, though, is you negotiated for a promotion.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. You didn't get that. Worry about that later. They said in the summer, when the summertime rolls around, guess who's putting their name in the hat? You, Myra. But right now, you need at least a raise.
Yeah.
Because you can't necessarily stop doing the things you already agreed to help with, because now you look like a bad employee.
Yeah, exactly.
Even though the employer's the ones ragging on you, you can't stop doing what you've already agreed to do.
But wait.
But you need more money for it. Or then you can stop. If then they say, nah, we can't pay you extra, then I'm sorry. I can't continue to do those things.
Well, you can't just quit because you need a job. This is what Ashley in Milwaukee texted in. She's got a point. She said, in my experience, I would start looking for a new job. And when you find a new job and put your 2-week notice in, let him know that this is why you left. If they're willing to give you more money or promotion for more work, and then now, then they won't. Basically, I get that. They're saying get a new job and then use that as the leverage if you can get one.
Get a job you don't want. So then, but then you're playing another company who's wanting to hire you for a job you don't care for.
You have, it's okay to leverage. It's okay to, you can.
I hear it.
I've done it.
It doesn't settle well for me to do that to a job.
I have met with other radio companies who wanted to hire me, and I've come back and been like, you up? And they're like, don't leave.
We up.
And we're up. And so I actually don't think that's unethical. I think if you're being honest about it, it's when people lie. But that's a whole nother topic for another day.
I was going to say, that's not unethical. It's just not a personal preference to leverage a company that I, for a job I know I'm not going to take.
Hmm.
You feel me?
Well, you don't know that you're not going to take it. That's what I'm saying. You're going, you up or not? And then if they don't, you have something on the back end.
If you are doing it, knowing you're not taking the other job.
Yeah.
That's where I'm like, eh, maybe not. But I like it. Yeah. I don't hate it. It's advice.
Yes,
it's
advice. 414-533-1037. That works for texting or for calling. I can see all your texts coming in. Now the phones are ringing. We'll talk to you next.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
All right, so the issue is today that Myra feels like, well, she's doing a bunch of people's jobs at her job, and she wants to tell the boss to bleep off.
Mm-hmm. She's done. She already negotiated a promotion, and it didn't go her way.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's go to Cole in Oak Creek this morning and see what his advice is. Hi, Cole.
Hold on. That ain't it.
There we go. Cole, good morning.
Morning, guys. How's it going?
What up?
So what do you think Myra should do with this job problem?
Honestly, I think that Myra just needs to let him know, like, hey, I'm uncomfortable doing all these jobs. I know it wasn't in the description, but at the same time, I think that if her work quality is strong enough and she has a really strong presence, that it should really just speak for itself. Starting off in a field where you're looking for a job promotion right away and you don't get it, it's a little bit disheartening.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, if you don't say something, nothing's going to happen. Like, you have to will it into existence.
Yeah.
That, you have to manifest it. That's right, Cole. This is where it's real tricky because, like I said, you don't want to step up and say that and then them go, you're basically, somebody will look at you and go, you're replaceable.
Easy. Well, and being so young, you are replaceable. Mm-hmm. There's a million of y'all ready to step on up.
99% of people are replaceable, unfortunately. I know people don't want to hear that, but they are.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like I said, sometimes if you stick up for yourself and advocate, you'd be surprised what people might give you when you don't know until you ask.
Is this being
hit about left field? And say, like, this is why you need me. Like, they hired you for a reason.
True.
And give them that reason. Remind them what it was.
Huh.
Give them that energy, baby.
I like that, man. And honestly, I don't want to set a bad precedent by telling her to tell the boss to F off, like step off, because she is young. This is her first quote-unquote serious job.
You're going to look obnoxious at that age,
regardless,
telling your boss to bleep off. Callie in Germantown texted in and said, I'd sit down with your boss and go over your hired job description and then ask him his expectations for her. And then next time someone approaches her to do that's outside of her job description, just politely say no and say, we already have talked about this.
That's good.
That is good.
You're not arguing for more. You're just saying, hey, can we go over my job duties and expectations? And when they try to say the other stuff, you're like, but that's not on my docket. Thank you.
We've already talked about this.
You asked for a job evaluation.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go, I'm no longer doing this.
Totally.
I like that a lot.
Love it.
I like that.
Love it.
Cole, I like what you said, too. I think we're going somewhere with this.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks, guys. Right. No, you got to sit it right in the head, too. You just got to be nice. You can't burn your bridges right away because then what happens if you need a reference in the future?
Ding, ding, ding.
That part. Absolutely. Okay. Well, Cole, thanks for calling. You call back, okay?
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys. Love listening to you guys.
Aww.
Appreciate that. Big dog. I'll let you later, man. Have a good day.
Bye, Cole.
You guys take it easy.
Peace.
All right. We're going to go next to Amanda, our girl in Racine. Amanda.
Nailed it.
You almost put me on with the last caller, and I really wanted to scream it, but...
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about, Amanda.
Oh, it sounds good.
She
no
heard
idea.
It.
No idea what you mean.
Okay, DZ.
I knew.
I missed
DZ,
it.
DZ, don't act like that.
Must have not realized what happened.
He accidentally pulled you up first, and we were trying to find Cole.
Crazy right. What happens when you're not having a producer in here, huh?
Pretty crazy.
I'm hey, multiple things helping in all hey, at once.
He said what he said. Amanda. All
morning.
Right.
Hi.
What's your advice, girl?
So I have a lot of experience with this because I've had a lot of jobs. Mm-hmm. So I've had good experiences, bad and ugly.
Okay.
But because she actually wants to stay at this job and wants to move forward, I'm going to give the positive experience today. So I was a mental health technician years ago. And when I was trying to get promoted as a case manager, they denied me. And I asked them, why did you do that? Mm-hmm. And but one of the answers was because I wasn't a male, which is, I was naive. I didn't know any better.
Isn't that illegal?
I was going to ask.
I know, I was naive. But they also said because I needed to prove myself. I said, okay, I'm going to work really hard. So I worked really hard. I was doing a lot.
You just reminded me of something as well, Amanda, that happened to me, obviously, 100 years ago. Not that I want to age myself, but there was an extra job behind the scenes, like a management position I wanted, and I had all the qualifications. In fact, I was the only one that knew how to do it all.
Okay.
And they picked somebody who had no, somebody that had no experience.
A rook?
And I remember I went and I asked my boss, why was I not even considered for this? And you know what they said? They said, I didn't know you wanted to be considered. So there is something to communicating and telling people,
yep,
I want this, or letting people know your expectations.
Well, and Myra did say, hey, mm-hmm, I want a promotion. If I'm doing this extra stuff, promote me to assistant manager or whatever. And they said, no, not until summer.
Keep going, though, because
wait until summer. I kept working, and I ended up getting promoted to a crisis worker because they actually gave me the job. They said, you know, you're too good.
Boom.
So keep working, girl. You keep showing them.
You know what? We don't need a dude. We got Amanda.
Yeah, we were wrong. See me out right here, buddy.
What up now?
In my cardigan.
Amanda, we love you.
Love you guys.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.
That is true. Like, let them know. Don't give up is kind of the theme of that, where continue to remind them that you still want that position. So when it comes up, you're top of mind and you planted the seed. Last but not least, she's trying to get a theme song. Day 2, Kate the Great in East Troy's on the phone.
Morning, Kate.
Good morning, you guys.
Morning. What's your advice for Myra? She wants this promotion. She feels like she's getting walked on. What should she
do? Yeah, you know, I was an educator for 20 years, so I kind of come from that angle. And you need to make yourself stand out.
Mm-hmm. How do you
do
that?
Why not make some sort of Google presentation all about why the advocacy part, she deserves a raise, with evidence, with proof. Having them come around
like
and
a
say,
presentation.
Hey, raise and promotion, or just raise?
Well, raise and promotion, and these are the reasons why. If you're going to ask for something, you need to be confident enough to back it up with evidence.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're
going
to ask for a raise, you need to say, this is why,
ding,
X,
ding,
Y,
ding.
And Z.
Like Cole was
and why
saying.
Not gather a little room with all the stakeholders and say, this is who I am, and this is what I'm looking for within your business, and this is why I deserve this.
Ask for a board meeting, not just the one-on-one.
Damn.
Oh,
when's the general manager?
Make yourself a big deal.
You call a meeting with everybody in the building. Go, I'd like to meet with you.
Do we got the VP of the company coming to the store anytime
soon?
Absolutely,
because you're that important. Make yourself important.
And give yourself that much importance, though, Myra, for sure.
Yes.
For sure.
The moral of the story is advocate for yourself and don't
100%.
Give up. Don't give up. All right, Kate, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a great day.
Yes, I wanted one thing, Ellie, I wanted to say quick. I also had Dr. Corcus.
You mean my plastic surgeon from
I had a little lip thing done about 10 years ago. I got into an accident and he did a phenomenal job.
Oh, he did some reconstruction. People don't realize what plastic, they think it's all, you know, superficial.
Elective.
And surgeons really, they help, like I said, skin cancer patients, people in accidents.
They're doctors.
Yeah.
Doctors.
And you know what? Dr. Corcos has agreed to come on the show and answer.
I heard. That's exciting.
Where he's going to answer every question we have. We're going to have him on next month, so I cannot wait. So
I will listen. But you guys have an awesome day and stay warm.
Okay, bye.
Same. Thank you, Kate.
Bye.
Well.
Sally and DZ.
Did you know that there are people listening who didn't know Beyonce was in Destiny's Child before she was Beyonce? Well, I just wanted to throw that out there.
Well, you know why,
I'm not kidding.
Right?
Why?
Because they weren't born yet.
Yeah, I know. 103.7 Kiss FM.
Babies.
There was some Destiny's Child for you, a little throwback on Allie and DZ.
Beyonce included.
Beyonce included was, dude, I get it, man. So DZ, I'm so excited because not only am I on Am I the Jerk today because I decided to leave a group chat that I'm a part of.
You're excited about being on in the hot seat for Am I?
No, I'm just ready to get it off my chest.
Oh, okay. I could hear the excitement for that.
That's all.
Yep.
But my other question for you this morning was, you know, we just celebrated our 2-year anniversary on January 3rd.
Congrats.
Congrats, friend. It's been the best 2 years ever.
That's not for real, though.
Honestly, I'm not even blowing
no
smoke.
Gas. No gas. But we're not fake gassers, bro. We don't be glazing like that.
You know, we have some of the best regulars on this show, including, you know, Danny and Oak Creek.
Whippa.
And listen, you can leave us a voice message on the Odyssey app. Listen to this. You ready? And I thought I yell so much. No. Danny takes the cake.
2 years of morning show marriage. Allie and DZ, woo!
He's our energy. We have high energy. That's our vibe,
did
you know?
Did he just become a promo?
He might have.
Allie and DZ, woo!
I hear it.
Oh, I love it when
two
you guys leave us.
2 years of morning show marriage.
You want more of that?
2 years of morning show marriage.
Woo!
Allie and DZ. Woo!
We need more woos, though, Danny. Send it again.
Yeah, I love it when you guys leave us messages. And I just wanted to say, you know, yesterday the video got posted of our 2 years together and just all the memories we've had. And there's a lot. And the video's up on Instagram. The video's up on my Facebook, the Kiss Instagram, our Instagrams. And it's crazy because as I was watching the video back, all I could think was, why do I yell so much?
You want me to tell you?
Yes, please, God. Am I annoying as hell? Like, what is my problem?
Like Danny just said, 2 years of morning show marriage. We're past some things. Do you want me to tell you?
Yeah.
Allie, that's just how you talk. In case you ain't realized yet, dog.
I'm watching the video of our memories, and it's like me going, woo, Daisy! Like every 5 seconds I'm screaming and see, I'm just like, what is my problem?
Why are you
man?
Yelling at me right now?
I don't know. Well, there's times
no,
where
we're loud.
No, when you think about when our coworker John comes in, he works behind the scenes, he's a production guy, and he comes in and he always goes, he's like, geez, you don't have to yell. And I'm like, this is the way I talk.
I'm hablando.
This is my family. That's my New Jersey family. My dad, you know, is from New Jersey.
Yeah.
Shout out to my mom. It's her birthday today, by the way.
Whippa, Nancy.
Love you, Mom. I'll call her later, but it's crazy because my entire New Jersey Jewish family is like, they were screamers, yellers. I mean, that's where it all comes from. And it's all the time.
No matter what.
Any conversation. I try to be quiet, but I just don't feel like myself.
Do you know how to whisper?
No.
Try it. Say, hi, my name is Allie Faith.
Hi, my name is Allie Faith. This doesn't feel natural.
It doesn't sound right. Nope, that's not you.
Just doesn't sound right.
AKA, no, you don't know how
so,
to whisper.
I'm sorry I yell so much at you, but it's all out of love. It's not for real yelling.
You know what's wild is that I don't consider it yelling.
Oh, thank you.
Speaking passionately is one thing, right? Mm-hmm. There's a difference between yelling and speaking passionately.
Yeah.
Being Afro-Latino, Afro-Colombiano, stand up.
Mm-hmm.
We yell in both cultural senses.
Maybe that's why you and I vibe so well. We both have those yelling parts of our core.
I've never considered the way you talk to be yelling.
Thank you.
Never.
Thank you.
Right? Like, for real.
Okay,
cool. But you talk loud.
Yeah,
obviously.
For sure. Even my kids are like, Mom,
jeez,
be quiet.
Well, tone it down.
Happy 2-year anniversary once again. I know we talked about this already on the show.
Whippa.
But it was fun seeing all of our memories and all the things I forgot about. We walked to the top of the Hohen Bridge with the This Time Tomorrow Foundation.
Daniel W. Hohn.
We got to introduce so many great acts at Pride Fest. We got to take the stage. Oh, we got to ring the bell at a Milkman game.
Bro, we've done so much.
We've done so much, and all of our memories are up there, and we were at the Susan G. Komen More Than Pink Walk, just watching all of these memories back to back, even Find the Five, how many times we were hiding from each other, you know,
how many times it's still hidden and you ain't found it.
Forget you know what I play a song and I'm gonna go look, and then next is Am I the Jerk, where I will tell you why I left a very close to my heart group chat.
Hot seat, yeah, that's you.
I want to know if I'm the jerk for leaving the group chat.
Yes.
Because I have no regrets. Maybe I will after you guys light me up. I don't know.
Even bigger jerk than I thought.
Kiss FM.
You're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, it's go time. This happened, oh, I don't know, a month ago that I decided to leave the group chat. Not just any group chat, my family group chat. I'm talking my mother and my two sisters.
You left the sister mom chat?
Uh-huh. I left the family chat because we all have group chats, a lot of us, with our friends and family.
Like, of course.
I have one specifically with my sisters.
Mm-hmm.
But this one included our mom, which is basically our mom and dad, and our it's basically our immediate family.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And we would use this group chat every day. Hi, mom. How you doing? Penny, my sister in California, might send something like, oh, there's wildfires and all the horrific stuff, right? All this goes
like, yeah, just keep touch.
My sister, Jenny, will be like, oh, our dog Roxy's sick. Oh, no. And we'll be like, oh, Roxy. Oh. You know? And I'll be like, oh, I'm getting a BBL. You know, whatever. Whatever.
Yay.
Yay. Whatever. So if you were listening to What Would DZ Do, I don't even know when I talked about it, about me and my sister getting into it. You remember that?
This was pre-surgery.
Was that... Okay, thank you for bringing me back, because so much has happened in my life that I haven't been able to focus on my family problems, but here I am putting it all on the radio.
Can tell you an exact date now, but it was pre-surgery, though.
My sister and I got into it. It was. You're right, because it was Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. Thank you, DZ. Mm-hmm. It's all coming back. I was in Florida. My mom had a surgery.
Right.
We were all under a lot of stress, and my sister and I got into it because she rolled her eyes at me when my mom was complimenting my shoulders, which sounds so funny. But
you got such nice shoulders, Allison.
That's what my mom said, and I looked over, and my sister Jenny rolled her eyes. So that's what started the whole family fight, everybody. So,
you shoulder checked her?
I wanted to. So when we were alone later going to dinner, just me and my sisters and like my brother-in-law, I confronted her, and I said, what's your problem?
Right.
And we talked about all this on What Would DZ Do, okay?
Yeah.
So my sister walked out of the restaurant, crossed a busy highway, and went back to the hotel.
She stormed off.
We haven't talked since.
She didn't even answer what your problem is.
No, we never talked. Yeah. Well, she said that she was, well, she did, but whatever.
Nothing was resolved.
We don't need to get into it now. You have to go back and listen to that. What Would DZ Do? Nothing has been resolved since. So after that happened, DZ, my sister was then, I was going into surgery, and all my sister is sending us is how her dog is sick. And you know I'm a dog lover.
Of course.
But it got ridiculous, where I was like, really? Okay. You can't even talk to me, but you're going to send me updates on your doodle that's doing just fine. But oh, my dog. And then she sent the great news that my niece, Olivia, had been accepted into NYU.
Shout out.
Okay. Because she's smart. So Big ups. So proud of my niece. And so I went to congratulate my niece on Instagram, and I was blocked.
You're from your niece?
Yes. And so I wasn't sure if I was blocked because she didn't want me to see what she was up to.
Didn't want you snitching.
Or if my sister forced her to block me because we were fighting. And I know it sounds petty.
Come on.
I know it sounds petty.
And but sisters.
But my
sisters.
And my sister told me she didn't like, she was, it, look. So.
You know there might be reasons for her to have said, 100%. Hey, block your Aunt Allie.
Because I have issues with her, so whatever.
Sure.
So when I realized I was blocked, I came back in the group chat and I went, well, I would go congratulate her, but I'm blocked, unlike all of you. And I left the group chat, and I never turned around. And so my other sister, ready for family? You think you got family drama? Hold on, everybody.
I don't think I do anymore.
My other sister texts me separately, and she goes, why'd you leave the group chat? And I go, forget all y'all. I go, I'm so done with this family. You know, I was in my screw.
You were in my
feelings.
You were in your bag. Yeah,
I was in my chest.
You were
real.
In your forget y'all bag.
I was like, I'm not doing this. You
forget
guys,
you. Forget you.
And you aren't supportive, and you aren't supportive.
Let me check the bottom of the bag. Forget you, too.
100%.
Got one for everybody.
So I was mad, and I was like, you know what? Whatever. And so Penny's like, why did you leave? And I go, because I can talk to you separately. I can talk to mom separately. There's no reason I need to be in the group chat where I'm talking to Jenny about her dog and my niece who has me blocked.
I'm following.
So she goes, well, Olivia just unblocked you, but you missed it because you're not in the group chat anymore.
Why was I blocked to begin with? With is the
Thank
question
you.
And problem.
Thank you. you.
Right.
So you can see this is very petty, but I quit the family chat, and I was upset because I felt like the core of it was that one of my sisters wasn't supportive of all the things going on in my life, which we talked about in What Would DZ Do?
We did.
And I was just like, I don't need this energy in my life. I'm going to be around. I'm going to talk to people that are supportive. Have not talked to my sister since. And the irony that I wanted to bring it on the air and ask if I was the jerk for leaving the family chat, they re-added me yesterday. They had no idea I was going to say this on the air.
And really? There's no coincidence. The universe brought you back in.
Universe brought me back in. Yesterday, I get a text and I see it's from the family chat. And I go, whoa,
how did I get back in this?
I forgot you could add people to chats now that you can remember.
You re-add? Oh, like, so when you leave, you could get re-added by that chat again.
Think about we have work group chats, mm-hmm. and something was happening one day and I added you to it. Do you remember? So you can add people to group chats now when you're already going, which is cool. At least for the iPhone. I don't know about the Android.
Well, whatever.
So ironically, yesterday I get this text and I'm like, what the? I'm like, who added me back in? And Penny's like, I added you. I'm like, I know.
Iroh.
But she was sending a ton of stuff about those awful fires because Penny's out in California and those wildfires are just out of control. So,
well, you hadn't been talking to her on the side?
I had. Right.
So what was the...
She was just trying to get... And even when Penny came to visit when I had my surgery, she goes, well, you don't know what's going on because you're not in the family chat. And I looked at her and I go, zero regrets. I have zero regrets. My life is just fine not being in the family chat. I still talk to you, like I said. I still talk to Mom. I'll still be at Olivia's graduation, but I don't need to be in the group chat. So
I actually do still know what's going on. I'm just not involved in the chat y'all got
Forget
going on.
Y'all, man.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Penny's texting me right now. Uh-oh. I knew you were going to talk about this.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Shoot, I forgot she could listen on the Odyssey app. Shoot.
And you forgot she does listen on the Odyssey. What up, Penny?
What up, Penny in California? No, so basically, DZ, we're going to ask today, and I'm going to even ask you, am I the jerk for leaving the family chat? And was I being petty? I mean, I just felt like I wasn't getting the support I needed, and I didn't need that energy in my life, and I was fine. I was still talking to my mom and my other sister. Why do they need to be involved in the drama?
Yeah.
They don't want to be involved anyway, and they're going to act like nothing's going on. So screw it.
Remove yourself from what you feel is drama.
I was over it.
I hear what you're saying. I'm still calling you the jerk, though.
Really?
Yeah.
You're going to say family over everything, aren't you?
No, not even that.
Oh.
No.
Oh.
I just think you could have ignored it. You could have just muted it. I've got group chats that I have not opened months.
Really?
Sometimes I will go 3 months without reading a single message and just clear them so I don't have those unread messages in my inbox.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not active. Mm-hmm. And I'm actually not really active in most group chats. I'll say what I need to say when I feel like I need to say it. But aside from that, you might not get a response from me.
You're saying I should have muted. Well, it's not should I do.
Not even muted. I'm calling you the jerk because you let it bother you.
I was impulsive. But I didn't have any regrets when I did it. A lot of times I will snap in my impulsive ways, right?
Yeah.
And then I'll feel horrible after.
Right.
Or I'll have to apologize or whatever.
Same with a lot of us, right?
And this, I had no regrets.
You didn't even think about it.
I didn't regret it. I left and I moved on with my life and I went, I'm cool, man.
I feel like you could have found that same peace without leaving the group chat and just ignoring, not even muting it so you didn't get the alerts. I'm talking about just not been active because I know the type of person you are and I know you like to be informed. And you may have wondered at one point, maybe they are saying something in the group chat that they're not saying to me and I'd like to know that.
Mm.
So you could have at least been active in the background. You could have been ghost active, meaning you read everything, seen everything, not responded to anything, and just moved about your day and continue to be petty with your sister because I know that's what you want to be doing.
Well, obviously. I mean, we're sisters.
Exactly.
Emily S. in Milwaukee said, agreed with DZ. Then somebody else says, DZ's the jerk for saying that you setting boundaries because you weren't comfortable in the group. Okay.
This isn't about me. Don't you do that.
And then somebody else said, not the jerk, anything to protect your own happiness. Because it was truly like, I don't need this energy. Like, she's texting about her dog, acting like nothing else is going on in the world, and I'm about to have surgery, and I don't have time for this right now.
But listen, dog, she wasn't coming at you, and you guys weren't arguing. She was just communicating what was going on. So as far as a family sake, I do think it's one thing if she was at you guys were at each other, so you're like, forget it, I'm leaving this chat, this isn't healthy.
Mm-hmm.
But there was nothing unhealthy going on, in my opinion.
Gregory from Greenfield said, you are petty. Suck it up, buttercup.
Did you just learn this about us?
Forget y'all, man. Somebody said, this is your family chat. Your sister was being petty and selfish, caring about her dog only. You're not the jerk. Your sister was. See, thank you. That was me texting. And I'm just kidding.
That was what you were doing under the table?
That was me, you guys.
Texting from the burner? Let me ask. For real.
For real, yeah.
Because I know we got to take calls, but I got questions.
Talk to me.
Has your sister checked in since your surgery to this point? Have you talked to her whatsoever or somebody connected with you from her side, her family, and been like, hey, how are you? How did it go? Blah, blah, blah.
The only time I heard from her was the morning of my surgery, and she said, good luck in your surgery today. And that was the only time I heard from her until yesterday when she reached out about our mom's birthday today in the sister chat, which hadn't been active because obviously we haven't been talking.
And you hadn't been on it, right.
So she said about sending flowers. So she texted me the morning before and then nothing else.
Yeah, hasn't really checked in. Do you know if your other sister, Penny, had been relaying updates for her?
I left the group chat. Penny should be on the phone. You know what? We don't have time for this. 414.
Oh, now I'm asking too many questions.
533. 1037. Am I the jerk for leaving the family chat? And by the way, I'm back in it now. They forced me back in yesterday. Should I leave it again?
Bet you don't.
Don't try me, DZ. We'll talk to you guys next.
I think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, I'm not trying to fix the answers, but...
Okay.
Tyler and Grafton texted in, because I want to know if I'm the jerk for leaving my family group chat, a text group chat. He said, I do not think you're the jerk. You have to do whatever it takes to protect your mental health, and sometimes that means you need to take a break from your family, and that's okay.
Yeah.
Well, he said, because you know they'll always be there for you when you need them. That's fair. Have a great day. Thanks, Tyler.
I'm not looking to be antagonistic, but...
Yes, you are.
No, I'm being serious. I'm being serious.
For real. Yeah.
About what I'm about to say.
Yeah.
Because I, you know, I'd be goofing, bro. Mm-hmm. But was it really affecting your mental health that much to see messages come in that didn't really pertain to much of just communicating?
They were annoying me, and I had to and I didn't want the energy. I felt like the energy was bringing me down and sucking life out of me. And I went, you know what? I'm okay getting out of this chat right now. I don't need this. It doesn't mean I won't be back, because now I was forced to be back when Penny re-added me. But nonetheless,
because I get it. There's a thing with it, something being annoying and something affecting your mental health. I think we can deal with annoying.
I've been working really hard on being as healthy as I can mentally and physically. Mm-hmm. And mentally, I just didn't want the BS. Let's go to the phones. I told everyone on the phone, I don't want to know what they're going to say till we're on the air, because I don't want anyone feeling like I fixed it.
Surprise, surprise.
Callie's in Germantown. Let's start with her first. Hi, Callie.
Morning.
Hello.
All right. Am I the jerk for leaving the group chat? Let's go.
So I am somewhat in a similar situation. I've also left my family's group chat.
Ooh.
So I'm going to go not the jerk.
Woo! Oh, sorry. I'm not supposed to fix it.
This is a friend of yours, isn't it, Allie?
No, it's not.
Don't lie, Callie.
It's not. It's not my friend Callie, I swear. Different Callie, I swear.
Oh, I'm in the same situation. Sure,
well,
Callie.
Are you surprised that there's people listening who have left their family chat?
No, of course not.
This is so relatable how much we all fight with our families.
Yeah.
Let's be real, dude. So, Callie, you say not the jerk.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. So, I had a similar situation around Christmas time where I'm from Michigan. So, I went home, and then for some reason, it seemed to be all about my brother. And even in the group chat, when I left, it continued to be all about my brother. And it got to the point where it was in an argument.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, nope, I don't want anything to do with this. New year, new mental health. I'm trying to X-nay that.
Mm-hmm.
So I left the family group chat. And I'm considering going back in, but he has not even reached out to me.
Mm. And
so
he knows.
I'm petty.
Oh, we hear it, Callie.
Until he reaches out to me, I am staying out of the group chat.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
okay.
That's one in favor.
Callie, I appreciate you. Have a great day.
You as well.
Allie said, checks in the mail.
Yeah, love you. Bye.
Bye.
All right. Next up on the phones, we've got Amanda in Waukesha, who's got her own theme song for calling 5 days in a row. Hi, Amanda.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Long time no talk.
Yeah. Good to hear from you.
No kidding.
It's
Happy New Year.
Impossible to get through these days.
Well, You know,
it is possible. Look at you today.
Yeah, and
I know. Look at me today. What am I talking about?
You right. go, girl.
It's impossible.
So I want to know if I'm the jerk for leaving my family group chat. What do you think?
Oh, you know, I was really strong on yes, you are the jerk because I sided with DZ quite a bit until he asked that final question.
Oh, dang it.
Which one?
Did it really affect you mentally that much?
I knew I went too far when I asked. Dang it.
You went too far. I was on your side, DZ.
I'll be asking too many questions. Dang it.
Sometimes you got to protect your energy and and I believe
sometimes
in that.
Sometimes you got to put that block up for just a little bit and just, you know, I'll be back.
You don't want to be back, though.
You don't want to, but you also have to be that petty side where, like, I need to know what drama's going on so I can have six side conversations with people I do like and talk about it.
Thank you.
I just don't want to be. I'm trying to be better, you guys. I'm trying to be, you know, more mature and not get into these stupid arguments with people. And I just want to. It takes time sometimes to heal and deal with your issues with people, and that's just where I'm at.
Fair. I guess
I usually just mute my family chat.
I should have.
But then I just call like my one cousin that I have a different group chat with, and we talk smack about it all, and you know.
And then you feel better.
My mom's that ghost active person where she's like, I'm not talking to any of you. My daughter will call me and tell me what I need to know because I'm not dealing with you guys.
And you know what, Amanda? There is something to like when my other sister was like, you're missing everything. And I looked at her and I was like, I really don't care. If I cared, I think I would have regrets and been like, what am I missing? But let's be real. I was not. What was I missing?
No, let's be real. I'm surprised you left because you are FOMO to the core.
I know. I just
fear of missing out is the definition of Allie. Like, you want to know everything all the time going on, no matter what, even if it's boring. You want to know to be bored so you can decide that you're bored.
New Allie, new year. I'm trying to have some self-control and not be. I don't want that. I don't want that.
Listen to that, Amanda.
It's a big step. Nope. You got to do what you. And you knew you'd be back eventually.
I don't know if I knew that.
Penny, I don't think she did,
Penny
Amanda.
Penny forced me to go back in by adding me yesterday. Should I leave it again? I'm just kidding.
Yes, I said bet you won't.
I think at a holiday time or like a get-together, you would have been like, all right, add me back so I can figure out plans and figure out this eventually. Even if it wasn't for like a good talk, you're like, all right, just add me and then I'll leave again.
Yeah.
There you go. She's leaving again. She is leaving again. Man, I can't believe Amanda switched her answer mid-thought. Fine.
I love you for it, though,
Amanda. My bad.
You good, Amanda. It's just great to hear from you.
You got to protect your space. Mm-hmm. And you got to protect your clarity.
That's right.
And sometimes that means regrouping so you can attack better.
That's not what I thought you were going to say, Amanda. Have a good day.
Have a good day, guys.
Bye.
All right. So two not the jerks. And I have no idea which way Jamie in St. Francis is going to go. So let's pull her up. Hi, Jamie. Good morning.
Don't tell me I switched you
two. Good morning.
Oh, wait. Hold on. Diana in Hale's Corners texted in. She said, WTF is a family group chat. Don't you, Diana, on texting, you can have multiple people on a chat. That's called a group chat. So I call it the family group chat, just like we have a work group chat and DZ and I have a chat. I mean, like,
you got group chats with your friends where you and like three of your girls or homies.
Yeah, that's a group chat.
That's a group chat. Anytime there's more than two people, it's a three-way call with as many people as you want.
That
but
part.
On text.
Exactly. So just clarifying for those people. All right, Jamie, are you saying am I the jerk or not for leaving my family group chat?
Okay, I'm going to go with you are not the jerk.
Vacuum.
I have a similar situation. I had to get on here today. I have nine in my entire family, and I argue with my sisters all the time. And
like
we block each other. We have family groups where one has blocked us. My brother has blocked us in the group message. So I'm like, well, why is he blocking us? So I have to say, you're not the jerk. Sometimes we get into arguments, even though we're all grown. I'm 37 years old. We're all grown. It's just sometimes we get into that little argument where we're like, you know what? I'm going to block them. So that means we're no longer in the group. So I don't think you're a jerk for it.
Thank you.
It's siblings. You not petty, girl. You related.
I mean,
that's true. You're related.
You know what?
It's like
that should
family.
Be
we argue.
Aside,
to disclaimer, I'm not petty. I'm related.
I'm related. It's okay.
Yeah.
I'm mad y'all are making this much sense. I'm mad. I'm over here agreeing with you. Like yeah.
Yeah. Seriously. Like I. like I said, I have a 9 in my family, so I have 4 other sisters, mm-hmm. and it is so petty to the point where one of us block each other, and it's like, why did you block me? And it will be over the pettiest thing.
I get it. So, I didn't block anyone, though. I just left the group chat for my own sanity, and I feel fine.
You blocked yourself.
Exactly. I did. I blocked
you
myself.
You blocked yourself.
For my, and the same thing. I blocked other people for my sanity. I do it, and I would do it again,
You
man.
Blocked your peace.
Exactly. So that I do part. Not
blocked off your peace.
That part.
All right, Jamie. We the love end. It. We love it. Say all less. Right. Not the jerk. Sweep. Mm-hmm. Vacuum.
Love you, Jamie.
Have a great day.
Have a great day.
I love you too.
Bye.
Okay, I know this was a really long Am I the Jerk, but I feel that like this was therapeutic.
Deep breaths together. In through your nose, out through your mouth. One more time. In through your nose, out through the mouth. Not the
good.
Jerk.
I feel good. Thank you. Thank you, everyone. Real talk. Why don't people say excuse me anymore? Like, seriously. 103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias, DZ. So I told you that I was going to... I was laughing because it sounded funny to say that I almost decked an old lady at the store when that was not what happened, well, but it kind of did.
You're literally talking about how you yell at me yesterday for inciting violence, and then today you talk about, yeah, man, I almost swung on an old lady at the store on the east side.
Not swung. It was an accident. Okay.
Sure.
So let's go back to the holidays, which were literally recently.
Yesterday, right. Mm-hmm,
pretty much. But I went to the store and Owen came with me, okay? My gigantic 13-year-old.
Mm-hmm. 6'5", 13-year-old.
He's huge, you guys. Anyways, in seventh grade, but he's taller than me now. So we're at Pick and Save. Shout out Pick and Save. And, oh, I know. It was New Year's Eve, which is actually relevant to the story because it was a zoo.
Chaotic.
And it was supposed to snow or something. Like, yep. I just remember how chaotic it was, yep. on New Year's Eve.
Chaos on chaos.
So we're at Pick and Save and it's busy and I'm trying to get as much stuff as I can and I'm in the produce area. And so I'm standing there and we have a cart and I'm standing where, you know, on the side where I'm pushing the cart. Owen is on the back end of the cart, like putting stuff in the cart, you know, kind of. And then there are people everywhere and there's only so much room in the produce section. You know, sometimes I don't even take my cart over there because you can't get through.
Walk over and, yeah.
Depending on which one you're at.
True.
It totally depends, actually.
I can imagine it, though. Sometimes yeah. it's a tight squeeze with the cart.
Actually, I'm thinking of One in Oak Creek. It's got a ton of space, but you know what I'm saying. So we're standing there, and a guy comes over. Everybody's trying to get something. I just wanted to get one thing, and I'm trying to get it. Well, I ended up being blocked in.
God, you got wedged?
I got wedged, and so I'm kind of standing there, and I'm like...
Awkwardly.
I got the cucumbers, and now I can't move because there's a guy on the right of me, and my cart's up against the produce, yep. and Owen's on the front and I'm on the back. And so I decided to turn around. And right as I turned, you know how you move your elbow comes around to your backside because I'm like going to flip the other way.
Oh, yeah. We call it breaking glass for football drills. When you turn and your elbow goes first, you're breaking glass.
Okay. That's what I was doing.
You broke glass with your elbow turning.
I didn't break glass. I broke an old lady. That's why.
Oh, no.
Because listen to this. She was leaning all the way over to me, like on my side to grab something. And of course, at that moment is when I turned.
Oh, naturally.
And so I turn and I'm like, oh my God. And she's like, oh, sorry. I was just trying to grab something. And I was so irritated. And I looked at Owen. And this is why I said, you know what I'm talking about. Uh-huh. Where you talk to your kids and instead of talking to other people to get them.
But you're talking to other people.
But I'm talking to other people. And I go, Owen, that's why you say, excuse me, when you reach for something, because I almost took out that old lady. And
I
had she said,
that.
Excuse me, when she reached past me, I wouldn't have almost decked her.
Well, and why was she reaching past you? She was impatient.
Like, it was crazy. I was like, all you had to say was excuse me, and I would have been like, no prob, grab what you need, honey.
Behind you.
I'm not going anywhere right. because I'm stuck.
I'm wedged.
And I went back to this whole thing, and I said, Owen, I'm not even, and then we kept going. I was, you know me, I won't let it go. We're going through the bread aisle. We're going, and I'm talking to Owen.
The rest of the shopping trip is about this now.
I'm like, just remember to say excuse me. We have really, I feel like I've gone off on about this before on the air. Why is it so hard to say excuse me when you walk in front of someone, when you reach over someone, when you grab something? Why is it, where we've lost that art?
I don't think we have lost that art. I don't know if it was ever an art, to be completely honest with
someone.
You, G. Like, people are so non-confrontational, and I get this isn't confrontational, mm-hmm. but people lack that communicative skill. skill to just excuse me, or they don't say it loud enough. Excuse me.
Well, and it's one thing to grab one thing, but she was reaching so far that there was no way I couldn't take her out.
She was hitting you with the reach around trying to grab something. She was basically trying to hug you to get something.
Just say excuse me.
Or wait. The common decency says to wait or to say excuse me. Mm-hmm. She thought she could just reach, the old Midwest nice quick reach around you.
That part.
She was trying to avoid any interaction. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, you're trying to avoid any interaction. Mm-hmm. So you're trying to just turn around quickly, briefly.
I was literally, just like your arms were just doing. I had my arms hugged.
I was hugged up
waiting for everybody to move so I could move because I was stuck in the produce.
And then you get claustrophobic. You're like, oh, I just want to move. Oh, I just want to move.
See, all I wanted was some cucumbers. Like, could we get out of here, man? So I just had to go off because I was like, I feel like we do these PSAs about things in society where I'm like, can we just remember to say things like, excuse me? Somebody texted in and said, personal space, OMG, triggered.
There's no such thing at a store. There's no personal space in a shopping center. Y'all know that. But excuse me is the strongest thing and the most courteous thing you could say.
That would have solved the problem, I feel like.
You don't even have to say anything past that. We don't need to interact past that. Yeah. Excuse me, two words will carry you through the rest of this life.
Mm-hmm. Somebody said, we wouldn't need excuse me as much if we could just be patient and wait for more than 1 second. That's what somebody texted in, which you kind of said about just be patient.
That's a perfect world, though. That is a perfect world. We're asking too much.
We are asking too much. Somebody else texted in and said, it drives me crazy, especially when they come up from behind, but also when they walk straight at you and assume you'll move.
And you do the head on and you start to play chicken. That's a whole nother one where you blatantly don't say excuse me. That's what I love when I'm with my kids, because that's when I will say to, you know, Sammy, Danny, Sammy, listen, this is why some people don't have manners. And this is why we say I'm sorry and excuse me. And I had just so happened to be saying it loud enough and close enough to whoever was just rude to us.
Yep.
All the time I'm like, see, sometimes people don't say excuse me. We like to be nice, though.
I'm talking to Sammy. So me, how we use our kids to talk to other people, because 100%. I cannot take it. Because what are they going to? Oh, it drives me nuts, man.
I'm teaching my son a lesson. What are you going to do?
Somebody said, I just needed some cucumbers. How about some eggplants? Knock it off.
Okay.
Knock it off, you sickos, man. We see all your texts coming in. We can always leave us a voice message on the free Odyssey app as well.
We were having such a good conversation.
I know. We were really enjoying that till they brought up the eggplant.
I bet you that's Tony.
In Racine? Probably. Rude. 103.7 KISS FM. Good morning. It's Allie and DZ.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. You know, before we get into what I was appalled to hear about pets, and you know I'm a dog lover.
You love pets. We love pets.
I mean, I'm trying to warm up to cats, but
I love my cat. She's a cool cat.
You have a great cat. You have a three-legged cat.
Mm-hmm.
Before we get into what I have to tell you is wild that they're doing with pets nowadays, I just want to remind everyone that we are trying to help you with your New Year's resolutions.
Even if you don't got one.
Yeah. Now you're going to have one, because we're giving away a 3-month membership to our gym, Princeton Club in New Berlin, and a 1-month membership to Electric Beach Tanning and Wellness. And that's up on our website at 1037kissfm.com. Although you can win. Go enter to win in the month of January, and then maybe we'll see you there.
That's right. We got the G, we got the T. You got to take care of your own L. I'm not touching your drawers.
Fair enough. So, DZ, one of our coworkers brought this up to us, and we were just like talking about this, and I was like, we have to talk about this on the air. The fact that people are now using acupuncture and chiropractic for their dogs and their pets. You know, I had Bella for 14 years before she passed away in 2023. You lost a dog as well that year. And the boys are always asking me, can we get another dog? And for a while I was enjoying, you know, I love having a dog, but I just had the freedom, you know, and I was dating, and so I could, you know, stay at people's houses. It just changed everything. Whereas I'm always racing home from everything to take care of my dog.
There was no limitations on being out of the house. When you got pets, you're like, oh, gotta go let the dog out.
You're tied to the house.
Gotta go check on the pets.
Even traveling costs a lot of money when you have a pet, because you gotta board them or whatever, or find someone to watch them.
Fun's over. Gotta go check on the pet.
Exactly.
Because kids you can bring along. Pets, not always.
Exactly. So I have thought, it's creeping in more that I'm almost ready.
Are you?
I think so.
Oh, okay.
I'm almost ready to get another dog. Okay. And the boy, but that's not what this is about. This is about people using things like acupuncture and like chiropractors. I'm like, have we gone too far? Like, are you serious that we're taking dogs to get acupuncture now?
I mean,
I don't even people sometimes, I'm like, for real?
People have been treating pets like family and like family members for years.
Well, and I, you know, it's not that I am open to any holistic type of anything, same. Honestly, you know, whatever works for you.
You know, I love it, yeah.
I know, and same. And I it's not even about the acupuncture or anything being, I don't agree with. It's a matter of, wow, we're doing this now where they're saying that things like that and alternative therapies like massage and other things can help your pets. But I also know that I would do anything when I had Bella for her. Anything.
I've seen the videos, and maybe you've seen them too, like the aqua therapy.
No, I haven't. What is that?
Water therapy is a huge thing in the holistic community. They say for bones, for joints, for body.
Oh, sure, it helps people. It's good on your body, right?
Because it helps moving easier. You know, like, the Princeton Club, how they got the whirlpool thing that you could do laps in, basically.
Yes, the lazy river that has a current.
That's more of a standing river. That's a rehab. That's a rehab pool.
They
have those for dogs.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's like how old ladies and old gentlemen do water aerobics because it's easier on their body.
Easier on the joints. Mm-hmm. You can move better in the water. They have the same thing for dogs. And I'm going, wow, we really are taking care of our pets.
Yeah.
We're doing, I mean, the absolute most. One of the first experiences that I had with all this pet, you know, holistic acupuncture, chiropractor stuff, mm-hmm. was back at a job I had a few years back,
mm-hmm.
managing a shop,
mm-hmm.
and we sold pet CBD.
Which is a thing.
Which is a real thing.
Yeah, and people use it sometimes when their dogs or cats or whatever have anxiety, right?
Anxiety, have other ailments. We know that for certain people it helps with inflammation. It could help with digestive issues.
100%.
You know, obviously all these are subjective to individual, right?
I had something on my shoulder. I rubbed it on. I couldn't believe it. The pain stopped.
Whoa,
I was like,
what
the hell?
It's crazy, but
don't get me started on that.
It responds similarly for dogs, for mm-hmm. cats. So they busted out all these products. Mm-hmm. And then the market exploded with cat and dog stuff, all this. Get your pet feeling better on that. I mean, we got dog insurance for a reason.
You do?
No, we don't. We should.
Never had dog insurance.
With the pet problems we've had, with the last dog, Benny, that we had to put to sleep, and with our cat, now three-legged Granite, we should have had insurance. That would have been the better buy because we've spent far more money without it.
Candace in Grafton texted in. She said, I don't know about acupuncture, but I just bought an automatic cat feeder. Has 20 settings for portions, and you can feed them up to 6 times a day. And he also has an automatic litter box. It scoops the poop out for you. It's the best. Congrats, Candace. I don't think I'm getting a cat, though.
Candace, I got a cat. Drop the links.
Drop the links.
Drop the links.
Drop them, please, Lord. Cats know I don't like them either because they always come and lay on me. And then I went to visit Penny, and she has a cat. They got Whiskers now, and Whiskers, I kind of fell in love with Whiskers. I'm not going to lie.
You got to have cool cats
softie.
In your life.
I'm a softie.
Ironically enough, I was just talking to somebody at the Bucks game yesterday during rehearsals about my cat, and they're like, yeah, I don't like cats. I was like, bro, you got to train your own cat or be around a cat so long that they've known you since they were babies, because then they just love you, right? You got to get the right cat. Some of these cats ain't right in the mind.
Like all cats and dogs.
Some of these animals is crazy. You know, you got to really take care of them animals.
Laura in New Berlin texted in and said, when my previous cat had kidney disease, she lost the use of her legs. Acupuncture gave her mobility back.
Look at that. I mean, if there's actual stories, things like that, things like Laura's dog or cat, excuse me.
Yeah, 414-533-1037. That's the number. You can text or you can call. Because I just, you know, we were talking about this with our coworkers, and I was like, have we gone too far? Acupuncture for pets?
What therapy?
Like, come on.
What therapy are we getting our pets?
Hey, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe there's something to it.
My chiropractor, they're like, bruh, pets come in here all the time to get adjusted. I'm like, really?
What?
Well, think. Bigger dogs. Bigger health problems. They normally got hip and joint issues.
How do you teach them to stretch?
Right. I mean, that downward dog, right? That's about it.
That was a good one. Good pun right there. I like that a lot, dude. All right. So we're going to talk to you guys next. I can see the phone's ringing, and you can send us your text. Can't wait to hear your stories. 103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. Yes, I said I'm getting closer to wanting to have a dog again. Whoever texted in, yay, a I'm so excited.
No, that is exciting, man, because I knew it was going to happen.
It's going to happen. I'm a dog lover, mm-hmm. and it's, you know, they just fill your life. They give, it's just different.
It's what you call inevitable.
As much as I love the freedom, you know, of not having a pet and the bank account appreciates it.
I know, that's right.
They add more. They're worth it. They're worth it in my mind. Yeah. So,
and you've
yes.
talked about you wouldn't want to, like, get a puppy again. You'd probably get a little bit older dog.
I definitely adopt. I mean, I've always adopted. Yeah. Shout out. I got the last one. Bella came from the Wisconsin Humane Society. I'll never forget Adoption Day.
But do you want to adopt a puppy,
but
though?
She was a puppy, and I had never had a puppy, and I actually learned a lot about how to train a puppy. So I don't know.
I mean, if
and
you
she
do,
was a great dog, but I would totally get an older dog, too.
If you do get a puppy, I just say it has to be the boy's responsibility. And I know it's going to fall to you, but that should be
this.
A them thing. So they learn how to train and teach and take care of.
And I thought about fostering. I don't know. You know what?
We'll get there. We'll this ain't that. There. This ain't that. We'll have that conversation another day.
But what we are talking about is some of these different methods people are using on their pets, like acupuncture and
water aerobics.
Which sounds hysterical, but apparently it's a thing, according to our text. So our girl Lindsay is calling from Franksville this morning. She has something to say about this. I kissed a girl, but I Lindsay!
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. Well, you know anything about this kind of, these different methods for pets? What do you think?
So for one of my dogs, I took him to a chiropractor, which he loved.
Interesting.
My work dog does not like being, like, manipulated by other people, so he's out. But my mom's dogs, they do acupuncture, chiropractic.
Oh, better taking care of than I am.
I know. I need something to take care of.
Yeah, they do the water treadmill.
The water treadmill. See, they do it all.
Yeah. Wait, so where do they go? There's, like, places to do this?
We're talking about Lindsay's mom's dog.
Yeah. I'm like, there's a place in Racine that does, like, holistic things. It's a vet that she takes them to. So she takes them there. And then there's, they go to Think Positive in Waukesha, and they do the water treadmill there, and they can swim there, so they, like, prepare for their dock diving season and stay in shape and keep
because
care,
they dock,
take care of themselves there.
Bella. These dogs are athletes. That's why, bruh.
Bella used to love to dock dive because her sister, Lily, may they both rest in peace now, Bella used to go visit her sister, and they lived on a lake, and they would jump off the dock, and, oh, I'm gonna cry.
Fun watching them.
Oh, it's like Disneyland for dogs out there.
It really is, though.
Aw, man. What kind of dogs do you have, Lindsay? Sorry, I'm just nosy.
No, you're fine. So my mom has golden retrievers, and we just got a puppy 4 months ago that we're hoping that do agility with our daughter. Oh, sorry, we got a puppy from Matic about 3 months ago we'll do agility with our daughter and dock diving with our boys. But they do a 5-day test drive.
Oh.
At Matic, where you can take the dog home and get to know more about them, see if they fit with your family.
Yeah.
So I just don't know if I could give them back. I'm too much of a sucker.
Well, that's just it. You get to see if he's good with the boy or see if they're good with the boys, and you know, and they get more info about the dog then too. Of okay, why didn't this work or why does it work? And you save money on it too.
Better. It makes it easier to place the dog. And you know what, Lindsay? Somebody just texted in. Allie, Matic took in 110 dogs and are over full right now. So there is a need for people to help right now. Well, there's always a need for people to adopt.
Yeah.
So please adopt.
Yeah, we went on a whim, and on the way out, we went for a small to medium female, left with a giant male with big elephant feet. So we went complete opposite, but he stole my wife's heart. And
left with a big stomper. And stole my wife's heart in my bed.
You guys, I'm going to have a dog by the end of this week if you don't stop.
We keep going like this. Okay,
it's a kid-free weekend for both of us, Allie. Let's just go, you know.
Lindsay, don't start. And then you can't finish because Allie will end up with a dog before the end of the show.
You know what I love is Lindsay knows my schedule with my kids.
She knows
I'm
your
like,
heart.
Yeah, she's you like, always talk about I have plans this weekend. I'm like, oh, you don't have the kids. You're on our schedule.
We have the same parent schedule. That's hysterical.
I love it when y'all pay attention to our lives like
Lindsay,
that. That's great.
You're great. Aw, thank you, Lindsay. We'll talk to
you're
you
You're welcome.
Bye.
Take care, guys.
Dog, her mom's dog is literally like taken care of like a professional athlete.
Yeah.
They do the aqua treadmill. They do acupuncture. They do chiropractor. I bet you they probably only got him on a raw food diet.
You're probably right about that. Hey, Trevi's calling in Milwaukee. Let's go see what Trevi has to say. Hi, Trevi.
Hey.
Hi.
Good morning.
You have experience with this with the pets?
Yeah, so funny story. I once went on a date with a guy who had a dog. And for one of our dates, we took the dog to a dog gym.
Oh.
For a date?
Yeah. And
what's a dog gym?
Maybe they're busy. Maybe it's probably where they go when they get the agility stuff, like the doggy daycare.
Oh, like the ladders and
inside though.
But
go on.
The whole time, I felt like I was third willing because he was paying attention more to the dog than I was.
Well, the dog needed a spotter. You can't expect the dog to do squats and not do it by itself. What?
I almost spit my coffee out when he said that.
Third wheeling with the dog.
He gave the dog more attention than me. Oh my gosh.
I'm sorry that happened to you, Trevi. So is this your only experience with dog therapy?
Yeah, I'm a dog person, but I'm just like, hello? The whole time on the date, I was just sitting there and I was talking to him, but every time he would just look at the dog and pay attention to the dog. So I was like,
Trevi's over here like, yeah, so what do you like to do on weekends? He's like, no, for sure. Come here, Fido.
Trevi's like, I'm the one that puts out. What the hell?
Like, wait. Hey, Trevi said, I do downward dog too. My boy, like, get out of here, Trevi.
Trevi, bye.
Have a good day, fam. Peace.
You're hysterical today, DZ. Oh, my gosh. Listen to this. That was actually.
This is what happens when I don't sleep enough, y'all. I'm sorry.
Well, there was a Bucks game late last night. It's
Trevi,
okay.
Trevi, call us again. You're fun.
That was really funny. Somebody texted in and said, so basically the dogs have my chart now.
Yeah, paw chart.
Kind of. They kind of do. Now, look at this. Bella and Kenosha's texting in, do it, because I was saying I might get another dog. I'm getting there, you guys. Bella passed away early last year, and it was March. Ugh, I don't even want to think about it. See, I'm not ready. See, no. I get all emotional. Now I'm getting upset again. Now I can't.
Hold on, Allie, because the thing
so
is.
So hard, and I didn't really deal with it either. I just kept moving.
You are
because
ready.
I was devastated,
no.
And so.
No, Allie, you are ready. I could tell.
I've been thinking about it?
Last time we had this conversation, it was a much more, no, I'm loving way too much of what I'm doing. And now you're like, I do love the dog
I'm
energy.
I'm opening up.
The boys keep asking.
And I'm getting really good at like daily walks and things like that.
Which is great for
I've
dogs.
I've never been a walker like that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And we have, and like, you know, the problem is my fence is still broken.
Still? Oh, dang.
I got to fix my fence in my backyard before, because, you know, the deer have moved in. If you've heard me talk
if
about
you followed
this,
followed the saga.
Yeah, that they've moved in. So I'll think about it. Okay.
Don't think about it. Just do it. Let's go to Maddock after this. Come on. I got a little bit.
You know what? Forget you.
I got a little bit.
It's gonna be a beautiful day. I'll do it when I'm ready. Kiss FM.